Down below, Nicholas and Allison fell into each other's arms in fits of helpless, silent laughter. They sat on the settle and held hands and kissed and carried on until the darkest hours of the night, when the whole town was asleep. A sudden soft tapping on the shutters made them both sit up with a start. It was followed by a quiet, high-pitched, "Coo!" "Allison, it's me! It's Absalom!" "Allison, sugar pie, honeybee, baby bubbles, chickadee, give me a kiss, won't you? Everyone's asleep but you and me. Even the moon's hiding herself tonight. Now we can steal a kiss, can't we?" Allison clapped her hand over her mouth and whispered, "What shall I do, Nicholas? He'll wake Oswald." Sure enough, a bleary voice from overhead said, "Has the flood come? Is it time yet?" "No, dear. Go back to sleep," called Allison. And soon snores were rending the rafters like a bow saw. But still, Absalom was at the window. "What shall I do?" hissed Allison. "I suppose he must have his kiss," said Nicholas, rising from the settle. The window was high up, higher than a man's head. In a voice as high as a filleted cod, Nicholas whispered through the shutter, "Dearest boy, how I've longed for this moment. But close your eyes. It's not fitting that a woman should be seen in her night clothes, even on the darkest of nights, even by one she loves so dearly." And he leaned out of the window to plant a kiss on Absalom's waiting lips. Allison burst into such a fit of giggles that she had to stuff her apron into her mouth, and still the laughter snorted and snuffled in her nose. Down in the street, Absalom heard the giggle, felt Nicholas's beard tickle his chin, and guessed at the truth. He danced off down the road with such a heat of temper that his vest all but scorched, but not one sound escaped his lips. Silent, wicked curses.